Yo, what's going on, y'all? Welcome to another episode of Vibe With Me. I'm your host, Rashad. And as we starting off this new month, I know it's Women's Month. I want to say shout out to all the women doing their thing. No matter how much these men and women wars go on social media, in real life, I just want y'all to know y'all always appreciate it. Coming from a man that has a lot of strong women in his life, y'all definitely appreciate it. Don't you ever forget that. Day in and day out. Don't nothing you do, ladies, go in vain. Now that we got that out the way, let us start the show. So, there's been a few things going on this week. There's not a political podcast, but we do got to touch on stuff going on. You know, as you can see, Russia has been laying the smackdown on Ukraine, and we don't know when it's letting up. You know, Putin over there doing what Putin does. You know what I'm saying? He's out trying to get his agenda met, and you know, Biden trying to make it hard for him as far as his resources are concerned. I'm not fully going to go into this because, like I said, I am not an expert. But what I do know is we sending prayers over to Ukraine. It's been a lot of deaths. It has been a lot of people hurt. But we praying that sooner or later, soon, more than later, that it's going to stop. And we just get back to, you know, just doing what we doing, you know, still, you know, we just trying to get the economy repaired and everything. And we got this idiot over there just pulling the strings like Jigsaw. Come on, man. We really just got out the pandemic. Now we on the brink of war. Come on, man. We need to be cut a break here. You know what I'm saying? So, like I said, keep your eyes and ears open, you know, keep praying. But that's all I'm going to say about that. You know what I'm saying? Definitely moving on. So, also, I wanted to talk about what else been going on. There's been a lot of music that came out. A lot of music has came out. I want to jump right into new music. You know what I'm saying? Kodak came out. Conway came out. And, you know, that's one thing I can always say. Whenever things are going a certain way, I just love to just put my music on, man, and just vibe out.
That's
the main thing. Put my music on and vibe is out. I want to play this one song off the album. That's one of my favorites. It's called Take You Back with Kodak and Dirt. Yes, sir, Ski. But yeah, you know, a lot of great music.
You know what? I'm going to take the L on this one. It's really a W because I'm pursuing my love. No one can, nobody got to say about this. I'm going to take you back.
Skip got that bass and go crazy. I'm
going to take you back, baby, because you took me back before. Yeah, you did me wrong, but I handed you back way before. Take you back, baby, let's go all the way this time. If I take you back, I swear you better not play this time. I take you back, cause you took me back before. I did you bad, you did me bad, so we good. I'ma call it Steven, okay. I'ma call it Steven, okay, babe.
I only wanted to play a little snippet off that junk. Man, Kodak sound like he done got his heart broken. He trying to give it another chance. And if that is where he's at with it, hey, I ain't mad at him, Joe. I'm not mad at him. Like I said, Conway, his album came out. God Don't Make No Mistakes. Now, he has some bangers on this junk. I ain't even gonna lie to you. I want to play this one song. It's called Tear Gas.
Look, I'm just trying to keep my head above the water. My feet on solid ground. Post-traumatic stress disorder got me smoking out of bounds. Heard a nigga say he gonna do something to me. How that sound? Anybody get out of bounds? Shots gonna come and knock me down. Probably gonna get my flowers while I can smell them. It's gonna take my untimely demise before they realize I was a legend. I can see this shit now. Everybody posting their pictures.
I had to just play a little snippet. You know, one thing I can say about this song, man, is that I love when a rapper can do a song and put out a whole project and they just tell a story. They let us know how they got there, how they getting through it. And where they on the way to. I'll tell you, I love a story in rap. Anybody could put some balls together, but when you can tell a story and you a straight storyteller, yeah. That's exactly what we want to see. It's called Lock and Load. Yeah, that was called Lock and Load. And you know, some people get a deal and they never switch up. And then you got some people that get a deal and you don't know who they are no more. They done lost the essence of who they are. They're not humble no more. They lost their core fan base. But I love it, man. Like I said, shout out to Conway. Real dope project. I'm still waiting on that Finish Donda 2. Whenever that joint drop, you never know with Kanye, man. You never know with Kanye. Doja and Tyga, they got a new joint out too. It's called Freaky Deaky. Let me cue that joint up real quick. See what they talking about. Alright, that was a snippet from Tyga and Doja Cat. It's called Freaky Deaky. You know, one thing I can say about this song, man, Doja can't do no wrong. I mean, not only does she look good, but she's super talented. You know what I'm saying? She can sing and rap. You know what I'm saying? Definitely double threat. Tyga be dropping hits whenever he feel like it. I like them together, though. I don't know if they're going to do a whole project, but that song is definitely, you know, one of them ones. I also like to showcase artists who people just, I'm not gonna say forget about, but they just don't really get the light like they supposed to get. This is Ruby Rose, and it's called I Like.
Oh, I know, dear. What about Cheryl's son? I heard he's in med school.
Mom, that's not really my type.
Well, what is your type, dear?
You want to know what I like?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, absolutely.
You're sure you want to know what I like?
Absolutely.
Tell us, dear.
Yeah, I like.
God damn it, Debris.
Yeah. I like when he hit my line talking nasty. I like when he told me climb in the backseat. I like dog niggas with a long rap sheet. I'm a hood bitch, I like it nasty. He like when I hit his line talking nasty. He like when I tell him meet me in the backseat. He like how I hold a strap without asking. I'm a hood bitch, I like it nasty. I don't need a beat.
First of all, like I said, that's called Ruby Rose. I like Ruby, another artist that I feel like I said, she slept on. She be putting out dope content. You know what I'm saying? Her rhymes be raw. You know, I know she was getting a lot of backlash. You know, people, you know, was talking about her past, about the relationship she's been in. But you got to get past that. Ain't nobody perfect, man. You know, we tend to pick the wrong people from time to time. You know what I'm saying? It comes better in time. And then plus, man, she young. She going to take those bumps and bruises. And I'm not just taking up for her because she a woman. I'm just saying we've all been there. So you can't be trying to crucify somebody for doing something that you've done yourself. They got to live and learn, man. She be all right. She bouncing back. And what I love the most about her is that she's staying true to the craft. She always in the studio. Always, like I said, pumping out this music. Staying relevant. Shout out to you, Ruby. All I know Nick, he got an album coming out whenever that one come out. You know what I'm saying? I'm waiting on that one. I know Mary's album came out. Nobody was really talking about it. I'm about to find me a little song on here. Let me see. What we got. All right, I'm going to play this one. It's called Amazing by DJ Khaled. Hey, that song was a bop. Like I said, that's called Mary J. Blige, Amazing by DJ Khaled. She's getting a little bop on in that jump. Good, man. She's getting that bop. Bop on. All right. When this song was on the radio with her, it's called Good Morning Gorgeous. I want to play this one, too.
Sometimes I do and then I don't. Tell me what I'm doing wrong. Tell myself that it ain't helping. Second guessing it don't help me. I'm so tired of feeling empty. Dry my eyes, it's time to fight. It seems like I'm always against me.
Whoo, boy, I tell you. One thing I can say about Mary, Mary gonna sing. Mary gonna sing, baby. I'm trying to tell you. That was Good Morning Gorgeous off her debut album, Good Morning Gorgeous. Man, there was a lot of music that came out. A whole lot of music. It's some artists that I feel like I'm missing. I know I covered a lot of them, but I want to make sure. I'm trying to think. Who else? Let me see. Don't feet don't fail me now. Oh, I don't know how I forgot this one. Lil Durk got a song out. Oh, I don't know how I almost forgot about Durky. Oh, hold up. Let me cue this joint up. Alright, this Durk Jones called Ah Ha Ha Ha.
Hey, this shit like video, you hear me? Everything I'm saying this motherfucker is all props.
This shit's not real.
Just in case the police listen, I'm not. I speed real smart.
Slide. Man, don't respond to shit. We won. I'm like, fuck it. You trippers. Go get it. Go gone. They dropping locations. I'm getting it done. Fuck tweeting. We sliding. The feds come. He fucking his bitches. Bitch, them niggas. Niggas son. I'm hanging. We killers. We breaking. I'm gone. They really don't mean it. He say it in songs. They really don't mean it. He play it in songs. We been sliding through they blocks and they don't know we have. Buddy ass got shot in one.
fucking show his ass. Niggas acting like they really like that, says my brody dad. Just get out the...
Whew, that joint only a half a minute in, that joint crucial. But like I said, that's Lil Durk. It's called Ahaha. And whew, that's going to be on that new album coming out. If I'm not mistaken, the album dropping, it got pushed back. It was supposed to drop on the 22nd, but I think they moved it back. I think he moved it back to March 13th. Yeah, March 13th. You know what song? I know this whole episode definitely been almost all music. But you know what song I want to play? I want to play it back in the day, Jim. Hold on, let me find it. Throwback, baby. Let's get it. Just to give it a little snippet. Man, I'm going to tell you like this. Man, I had to throw that back in the day on. I swear. When you just go down memory lane. She said back in the day when we was cool. You remember when you just used to have people you used to always be around. And then now you look up and you ain't got none of them. Your whole crew done disappeared. Everybody grew up, man. People end up having kids. Some got married. Some moved away. Sometimes you just grow apart for good reasons. But also, I want you to remember this. That everybody can't go where you want to go, man. That's most deaf. Hold on, I got one more bang I want to throw out there. Excuse me. Whew.
Self-conscious, she has no idea what she's doing in college. That major that she majored in on make no money, but she won't drop out. Her parents are looking at her funny. Now, tell me that ain't insecure. The concept of school seems so secure. Sophomore 3 years, ain't picked a career. She like, get out, just stay down her and do it.
That's that Kanye West that all falls down. Hey, that's my jam. Man, this whole episode we've been vibing out, man. And that's what I'm bringing to y'all from here on out, man. Bringing y'all dope music, up-to-date music. We're going to chop about life. You know. We're going to have some friends. We're going to have some friends to convo with me when I get a chance. When they get a chance, you know, everybody be busy these days. But I also wanted to talk about, I want to talk about relationships too. And what I want to bring up with relationships, I want to talk about how I want to talk about ghosting. And the reason I want to talk about ghosting is because, you know, things have been put on notice with the Tinder swindler. And you got the Twitter swindler. Don't mistake either one. One was on Tinder and one was on Twitter. Now, the Tinder swindler is the one that's getting all the flack because he conned these women out of their money. He told him he was going to give it back. He never gave it back. And they were foolish enough to believe his lies. I'm not going to judge him. We've all made mistakes. You know, they were all in relationships with him at one point, and they believed his story. And for whatever reason, made them go in their bank accounts or even take out a loan and give him all this amount of money. And the main issue with ghosting is that everybody ghosts. You know, men ghost and women ghost. The only difference is if a woman ghosts you, it's not an issue. But when a man ghosts a woman, it's a very big issue. And that's the main reason why I say things will never be fair. You know, I know some women may say they get picked on, nobody protects them. But the truth is, you are protected. You definitely value. You know, the men, we got a lot going on. We got the whole world on our back. One people that we got to look out for is the people that promise to serve and protect us. I know that's sad to say. You took an oath to protect us, not to stand in the back of our necks. I know I just segued from when we were talking about ghosting, but I had to go there because, you know, my spirit wouldn't let me live it out. But also, I just want to let y'all know we back in full effect. This is the new podcast. I'm your host. And I want to get my hotline up and open because I want to answer y'all questions. I know ladies or men, y'all got y'all questions. I want to answer them. Y'all can send them to my DMs or my email. My email is Rashad28535@gmail.com. You can hit me on Facebook at Rashad Burt. You can hit me on Instagram at 202Rashad. You can hit me on Twitter at RashadBurt6. I love y'all. See y'all next week.